This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from Louisiana's State House. I'm Kelly Connolly. The Senate yesterday dashed the House's hopes of eliminating from the budget what some lawmakers consider to be unstable funding. The fiscal hawks in the legislature would, for example, frown on paying utilities with proceeds from a garage sale. So the House spent the first half of the session occupied with removing from the budget state money that is only available once, like money the state would get from sale of a property or court settlements. And representatives arguably achieved that goal when they sent their proposal to the Senate without one-time funds. But the Senate committee that fields the budget reinstated about a third of the one-time funds the governor had proposed using back when the session started. Senate Finance Chairman Jack Donohue said the budget changed because circumstances changed. A state Supreme Court decision meant the state would have to come up with different financing for the state's private school voucher program, and officials realized they have to add funding for hospitals that probably won't meet the mid-year deadline to be privatized.
We tried to use the structure that the House sent us and fashion a bill that worked. There was a lot of changes from the time that we got the bill to the time that that we were able to put the bill together. We had to take care of the money in relation to the vouchers bills. We had to take care of the hospitals, so we were able to do that.
Donohue said the full Senate will consider the budget on Saturday. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.